Palestinian city on Friday in what sources described as an Israeli attack, but Tehran played down the incident and indicated it had no plans for retaliation, a response that appeared gauged towards averting region-wide war. The limited scale of the attack and Iran's muted response both appeared to signal a successful effort by diplomats who have been working round the clock to avert all-out war since Iranian drone and missile attacks on Israel last Saturday. Mideast tensions ramp up after strikes, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Syria's state-run Sana news agency has quoted a military statement as saying Israel carried out a missile strike targeting an air defense unit in its south, causing material damage. Meanwhile, Iran has fired air defenses at a major airbase and a nuclear site near its central city of Isfahan after spotting drones. Some flights have been diverted or grounded after reports of explosions nearby. The commotion early Friday raises fears of a possible Israeli retaliatory strike following Tehran's unprecedented drone and missile assault on the country. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
India began voting on Friday in the world's largest election as Prime Minister Narendra Modi seeks a historic third term in office. The massive voting exercise involving almost 1 billion voters will be spread over 7 phases across the world's most populous country. It ends on June 1st and votes will be counted on June 4th. On Friday, in the largest of 7 phases, 166 million voters in 102 constituencies across 21 states and territories vote. This is VOA News. Lawyers in Donald Trump's historic criminal trial on Thursday selected 12 jurors in a case stemming from a hush money payment to a porn star, Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reports.
Lawyers for the defense and the prosecution must still select alternate jurors for the trial, the first ever in which a former U.S. president is the defendant. Judge Juan Merchan said opening statements could take place as early as Monday. Trump's outsized public presence created unique problems during the jury selection process. Roughly half of the nearly 200 jurors screened in heavily Democratic Manhattan were dismissed after saying they could not assess the evidence impartially. Trump's criticism of witnesses, prosecutors, the judge, and their relatives in this case prompted Merchan to expand an existing gag order earlier this month. However, an indignant Trump continued to rail against the trial as he left court for the day on Thursday, calling it, quote, very unfair and displaying a stack of news reports he said agreed with him.
Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer. Ukraine's Air Force is claiming it shot down a Russian strategic bomber, but Moscow officials say the plane crashed on Friday in a sparsely populated area due to a malfunction after a combat mission. Meanwhile, officials say Russian missiles struck cities in the central Dnipro region of Ukraine, killing 8 people, including a 14-year-old girl, an 8-year-old boy, and injuring 28. The Russian attack hit urban areas as well as train infrastructure. Colombia has started rationing water because of droughts blamed on the El Nino weather pattern, which has worsened the South American country's dry season and caused reservoir levels to fall. Reuters correspondent Sakir Jasny reports.
According to infrastructure operators, Colombia's reservoirs are now at 28.75% capacity. Local media reported Wednesday that this was more than 3% below the lowest level recorded for April over the past 20 years. The El Nino phenomenon arrived in Colombia at the end of 2023. Causing high temperatures and droughts that led to forest fires throughout the Andean country that has pushed reservoirs to their lowest levels in decades. Colombia's president says it's all evidence of a climate crisis and can't just be blamed on El Nino.
Reuters correspondent Saikir Jasny. Shoppers and workers have returned to the Sydney, Australia mall where 6 days earlier an assailant stabbed 6 people to death in an attack police believe targeted women. Westfield Bondi Junction Mall had opened Thursday for a community reflection day, while the shops inside the mall reopened on Friday. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
It's VOA. One.
Austin, them keep doing your thing. Let these boys keep slipping, man.